Welcome to this Focusing Gems 1 hour seminar. I'm Ann Weiser Cornell. The five of us are here. All the teachers from the Focusing Institute Summer School are here to share with you our Focusing Gems today. So glad you could come. And we're first going to each introduce ourselves. So I'm Ann Weiser Cornell, and I've had the pleasure of having focusing in my life for 42 years, and I love helping people get focusing, helping focusing be easier for people to get, and I love the fact that focusing helps us be more of ourselves in the world. I'm the author of The Power of Focusing and some other books, and glad to be here. Greg is next.
Okay. And I'm Greg Madison. And I grew up in Canada, but I've lived most of my adult life in Europe. And tonight I'm sitting in my flat in Brighton on the south coast of England. And it's about 9:30 at night. I work as an existential therapist and psychologist. I'm a clinical supervisor, lecturer, and focusing coordinator. And I first learned focusing while I was a young undergraduate in 1981 back in Canada. And since then, I've used it in university research, in my client work as a therapist, and in my own life. And I just wanted to say that the focusing-oriented therapy course at FIS this year will be a chance to form a community of practitioners so that we can support each other around the reality of working with clients in a focusing way, and so that the workshop offers a safe space to explore more deeply our work and ourselves in our work, and how we can integrate ourselves and Jensen's philosophy into working with clients. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nada Lou. I live in Montreal, Canada. And I've been involved with focusing for many years. I would say since 1985, when I discovered actually biospiritual focusing by attending some workshops with Fathers Ed and Pete. And it was a wonderful introduction into self-sensing and spiritual kind of focusing. And put me on the path of searching for more focusing and getting in contact with Dr. Jenlin. And I also got involved in filming all of that and producing a lot of DVDs on the topics of focusing and thinking at the edge and philosophy. And I'm looking forward to share my impressions. I'm coordinator also, and I teach focusing and thinking at the edge and related subjects to these two kinds of philosophical practice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nada. I'm René Veuglers from a small country in Europe called the Netherlands. It's now 10:30 in the evening, and I work for many years with children of every age, from babies, toddlers, youngsters, and especially my work in teenagers has got my attention. Mm. What I also noticed in my courses, that focusing gives me a structure to emotions and to be with emotions from the children, and it gives me an openness and playfulness, because all the answers for a next step are implicit in my and our bodies. And that gives me so much aliveness and awareness of myself and from the other persons. Mm-hmm. So I will go through some steps what I'm doing with children.
Mm.
Thank you.
And this is Seven from Toronto, Seven McAvenue. Too many Canadians here, I think. We're shy Canadians, you know. I never know what to say about myself. So I'll just take a moment here and see what one comes.
Kevin, a little louder, huh?
I think I fell into this thing called focusing about the early 80s, really, by pure accident. But I've loved it ever since. And it has developed and expanded into what we call whole body focus. And that's what you'll get a taste of this afternoon or this evening, wherever you happen to be. And I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Well, we'll each take a turn that's about 5 minutes long to lead you through an exercise. These are focusing gems. These are gifts we'd like to give you. And I'm first. And the gift I have to give you has to do with how focusing can help you enhance and expand what feels positive in your life. And as a focusing teacher, people sometimes ask me, does focusing have to be about problems? Or another kind of question I get, can I do focusing if I feel fine? What if I don't feel bad? And of course we do know that focusing is a wonderful process for being with any kind of state that we're in. Maybe there's a few people on the call who don't know focusing, who are here to get introduced to it. And so let me briefly say that focusing is a kind of inner attention. It's a kind of gentle, compassionate listening to ourselves as we feel in the body what's going on in our lives. So what's going on in our lives can give us body awarenesses that are called felt senses. And then when we choose to attend to those felt senses, that brings us steps of relief and change and forward life movement. So it's a wonderful way, focusing is a wonderful way to be with what's challenging or difficult in your life. No matter how much something might be challenging or difficult, focusing can bring a sense of being bigger than that, being able to handle that, and feeling that it, all of that, can start to change. Well, it can also give us, focusing can also give us the resources of our strong, compassionate, warm, wise self who's always around somewhere even when life gets hard. So let's all do a little exercise right now for tapping into that sense of the positive, of what are the strengths and what are the gifts. And it starts with just taking time to bring awareness to your body and to feel how your body is supported right now. So the support of what you're sitting on, or you might be standing, in which case you're feeling the support of what you're standing on. Feeling how your body is supported right now and how easy it is or difficult to just allow yourself to rest into that support. Being aware of your breathing. And being aware in the inner area of your body, in your throat, chest, stomach, belly. And if there's something in you right now that's painful or sad or afraid, longing, for something like comfort, then maybe you could say hello to that. But there doesn't have to be. And so if there isn't something like that going on, that's okay too. So whether or not there's challenging feelings in your body, you might also move through your body sensing somewhere you're feeling okay, peaceful, relaxed, even a little bit, even if it's only the tip of your little finger. You're sensing if there's a somewhere in your body that you're feeling flowing, or at ease, or open, or calm. I always find the feeling of being supported has a lot of calm in it for me. And so when you find something that you're feeling that's enjoyable some way, that gives you a resource, that gives you a gift, then really take time to let it in. Let it be there as fully as it wants to be. And notice that feeling good doesn't push out the challenging feelings, but instead feeling good can be like when you feel supported, when you feel strong, then you are a compassionate container for whatever in you feels like it needs that. So we'll bring our process to a gentle completion. See if you'd like to say thank you inside to your body and your body's process. And that's my turn. I'll be talking again later. This is Ann Weiser Cornell. So now I'm turning the microphone over to Greg Madison. Go ahead, Greg.
Thank you, Ann. That was a really nice beginning.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say that when working with myself or with others, that I have sometimes found it useful to sense myself within a larger life perspective. So I'd like to offer a chance to just experiment with expanding more into a sense of the body's place in the world. So nothing special has to happen, and nothing has to change during these few minutes. It's a very simple exploration. And you can also just tune me out and pay attention to yourself if what I say doesn't fit for you. So when you feel ready, you might begin just to invite yourself to be aware of your present environment, just where you're sitting or standing or laying right now. You might want to close your eyes just to bring your attention more to yourself. And I'll try to go slow, leaving space for you to try out my suggestions if you want to. So just to relax into your body, let your shoulders down, let your weight down. And just notice what you're aware of. And just to let it be, nothing has to change. And then to let your awareness begin to expand into the environment where you are right now. And one way to do that is just to notice the sounds that you can hear. They might be right next to you, like my voice, or far off in the distance. Just noticing how these sounds just come and go on their own. There's no need to try to control them. And perhaps to notice that as you're listening, your awareness can expand through the air, sort of all around you. And to let yourself sense that your awareness is not limited to your head, that it can fill a clear and open space around your body and beyond. Just feeling your awareness extending outwards, maybe far out, maybe right to the horizon where you can just wait there for a sound that might come. Just feeling that expansiveness. Almost like there might not be any real edge to your awareness, no inside or outside. And to see if it's okay just to relax into that openness. No need to resist or to grasp anything. And in holding this wide space, now notice how you experience your body. That the body is within your wider awareness. That it belongs in that big world space. You might notice that the body is not a solid thing, that it has different areas or different regions of like a softness here, a tightness there, a pressure, a vibration, a warmth. All sensations alive within this field of awareness. And just see if you can let the sensations be as alive as they want to be. Paying attention to the body, you might sense something standing out, some area or place that just kind of stands out from the crowd, so to speak. Something that might like some time with you. Just something like that, just notice that. This is where focusing can begin, within this vast space. So I'd like to invite you to take a minute just to connect in some very gentle way with anything that seems to stand out in your body as if it wants you to get to know it. Feeling what's there, and at the same time feeling that whole wide context all around. Just seeing if you can feel them both at once, just holding both at once. And I'll just give you a minute just to sense that both at once before we let it settle for now. And now you might have something there that you could get to know more in one of the guided sessions that follow. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg. You really set up the environment into which I will now step into the bigger environment.
Yeah, good.
So that's very nice. Often people who encounter focusing, especially at the beginning of focusing experiences, and experience a shift, what we call a shift, a change that happens, have a response. Somehow I knew that, but not completely consciously. It just came as something new, and yet it feels like a missing piece that came in. And they like to ask a question, where did it come from? Well, according to Zenlin's philosophy, something that was already implied in your own body as unclear has a freedom and your support to carry you toward a life forward direction. We call it life forward direction. And those who explore how focusing is also a spiritual practice go a step further with their research. I'll read to you a famous Zenlin quote that helps to encourage this direction. He says, your physically felt body is, in fact, part of a gigantic system of here and other places, now and other times, you and other people, in fact, the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
This sense of being bodily alive in a vast system is the body as it is felt from inside. Just take a moment to hear this inside yourself. And then brings the question, who am I in this vast system? How do I connect with that which is more than me? There is something that is living in me and life wants to be lived. Well, being Canadian, I am amazed every spring that anything would grow out of the frozen desert that covered my environment for months. Yet the tulip knows what it needs to bud, and the Canadian geese start quacking without fail, fly in their V-shaped formation at the right time. And I continue to breathe and eat and sleep and work.
Mm-hmm.
In focusing, when you feel the body from the inside, you find a door into this amazing reality that you are a living part of. So now I will also take you into a bit of a exercise that might, for experienced focuser, might seem similar to others, but you will also experience my approach to it. Okay? So take a moment and try not to be engaged in writing down or anything. You'll be able to listen to this after the recording. Just take the time to feel your body sitting or standing or lying down wherever you are. And ask yourself, how am I right now? How is it in my life right now? And see if something comes that says something like, this is important. Where is something that is important, an issue or experience? And it might be a problem, or it might be excitement about something new. It doesn't have to be anything particular. But what is important for me at this moment to take a little bit of time and pay attention to? And then one particular question that I really like in this approach is to ask yourself, is it okay for me to spend time with it right now? Or would that be something that I would like to spend time when I'm not on the phone or something like that.
Hmm.
And if there is a no, find something lighter. Or if there is a yes, let's see if you can spend a few moments to give it a gentle, caring presence. You're not trying to solve it, resolve it, to make plans or anything. Just to feel, how do I experience it right now? So you're making a space for something to exist without you controlling or fixing or changing, just being with it. And creating this space, you are creating also a space or a atmosphere or a condition for something new to come, for something to connect from that vast system that you didn't have yet. So we're just going to spend a few moments longer with it in quiet, being gentle with it, being caring about it, and sensing how it feels in your body. And if something comes, see if you can say thank you for it. And if nothing came, you can promise to continue paying attention to it when you have more time after we finish this. And be grateful for something to show up, to be true of yourself, that wanted you to notice it. So bring your attention back to where you are. And I just want to mention one more thing before I stop. In the afternoon classes, I am going to offer also some thinking at the edge practices, and that will I will show you how to give action steps to your ideas in there. So thank you for listening, and this is Nada Lou speaking.
Well, Nada, that's great, because you gave the perfect lead-in into what I'd like to say. We're looking forward to the focusing gem from Renee and from Kevin. But for a moment before we do that, I want to talk about the Focusing Summer School. I know that not all of you can be there. It would be great if you could. But some of you are considering it. And so we'll just take a couple of minutes to talk about that, and then we'll get back to the gems and maybe even your questions later. It's a wonderful community experience of immersion and focusing that's really open to people who are beginners and people who are quite experienced. And the whole range do attend every year. Maybe 80 people are there with among the five of the teachers. You choose one of the teachers to follow in a morning class every morning. And then in the afternoons, as Nada was just mentioning, we also teach other things. So everybody can experience all the teachers. We have fun. There's play, there's yoga, and other kinds of body movement experiences. It's at a beautiful place in about an hour's drive from, or train ride from New York City at Garrison, New York, a former monastery. Very peaceful, very lovely, on the Hudson River. And we just wouldn't resist going back there, and lots of people return. That's all I need to say, because that's our... You know, we would be thrilled to see so many of you there. We have such a good time, and it's like a house that we throw open and welcome people who love focusing.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone want to add something? Or is that enough? Mm-hmm, they're saying. Okay, good.
that's enough, and it's very true.
It summarizes it. You know, the focusing.org/FISS, Focusing Institute Summer School. So focusing.org/FISS, or call them. The people who run the Focusing Institute are so nice. 845-362-5222. 845-362-5222. Good. Well, we're going to come back to our focusing gems, Nada.
And part of the experience that we are bringing also, three of us have been there for 9 years, and it's smooth and happy and relaxed. So it will be.
You know, we're awfully good at it, Nada. We're very well organized. Yep. You know, if you ever go to workshop and you wonder, you know, what am I supposed to be doing, and it's a little bit disorganized. No, we're very well organized. And it feels smooth because we know how to do it.
Yeah.
That's true, and we have a good time. Well, I'm so excited to hear from Renee. You've got a gem for us today that has to do with the child in us, or the working with children? I'm not sure. I'm looking forward.
Yeah. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Greg and Nat, for already starting this exchange. And what I also hear that focusing offers so much philosophy and a different way of being with yourself and being with another person. And, for example, what I noticed now, that I'm really starting to get nervous. And before I know the focusing, it could be overwhelming.
Hmm.
And by the focusing, I have learned and experienced to just call it something in me is nervous. And that gives already a huge shift right now. Myself.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like so about the focusing attitude and the focusing approach towards myself and towards the children, that it makes all kinds of emotions practical and available in small steps. Because the children are sometimes overwhelmed with feelings. Focusing is just a skill they already have. Each of us has that skill and opportunity in themselves. And what I like so much about the focusing, when you have the focusing attitude towards yourself and towards the children, there will be an open-mouthed, different connection between you and the child. And it gives me and it gives the child possibilities to sense inside how things really are. So I just wanted to go through some practical steps, 4 or 5, and just give some small examples of it.
Mm.
And the first one I already shared with the word, there is something in me.
Mm-hmm.
It seems very simple, but it is a huge difference. When a child is upset or angry, when I just mirror back to him, not you are angry, but something in you is angry, and then just take 5 or 10 seconds, pausing and wait and see how the child reacts to that, you create an atmosphere in which the child can sense inside how it is inside.
Hmm.
That's the first element, and that's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Then another open invitation, but what you can use very easily, where do you sense it in your body? And what I like, sometimes children don't have language yet. I just invite them to let their hand go to the spot and the place in their body where they sense it.
Mm-hmm.
And little children could lay their hand on their belly or on their throat. Teenagers said, oh, it's all around my body. Adults could explore more in a defined way where they sense it. And then again, there's a little pause after that. Just see how your body reacts and how the interaction between you and the child is developing. And then there's another invitation. What is it like inside, or how it is? And that's so much about the quality. Like the color, the texture, the form. And children are so much capable to express that. Oh, my happy feelings is orange, and it's in my belly, and it's like a sun. Or there is some sadness around my heart, and it feels like a dark cloud. Or my angry feeling is floating, and it's burning in my whole body. And because I have the focusing attitude, I'm not getting overwhelmed by it. I just mirror back what they're saying. The same expression, the same tone. So it's helping them to relate to their inner feelings in another way. And then the last thing, it's very expressive. How would this inner sense, is there a possibility that it wants to be expressed in its unique way? And I'm always so surprised that children can express so much easily without words. They can express, they can draw a volcano, or they start to concentrate and draw the sun. And what I like so most about then, after that step, sometimes it's much more easier for them to give language to what they're sensing inside. That comes for them out on the paper or an expression. And it doesn't have to have words. It also can have movement. And in my course at the FIS, we'll explore a bit of that exchange with your inner child. And sometimes we will go out in the nature. Sometimes you can be touched by the smell of the water, of the warmth of the sun. All the things in the environment that can support that process. So it's a sort exploration of your inner aliveness. So invite your feet to come to the FIS and to come to our class in the morning. Thank you.
That's good.
Oh, that class always has such fun. Thank you, Renee. And Kevin McAvenue.
This is my voice again.
A little louder, I hope. You can find a little louder place.
And I need to be a little louder.
That's it.
That's good.
So just take that little louder sense of my voice inside of you. It's another voice. And voice is very powerful. So use it. Let that voice, wherever it came from, outside yourself, the voice from outside yourself, to touch you in some way in your own body. Comes in you when you hear and feel something outside yourself resonating with something inside you. The beginning of something. And actually, that's where focusing begins, when we notice something outside that's perhaps supporting something inside of me that awakens something more in me. It could be the voice of me, Kevin. It could be the fact that this whole environment of this time together has stirred something new already inside. Or could be simply the fact that your chair is supporting the weight of your body and your feet to give you a solid sense of yourself. It's like our interior body, our instinctive body, our animal body,
searches for those kinds of signs from stimulation outside itself to find itself. And when it does, you can notice it. There's a kind of internal shift, or a kind of internal, how would you call it, stimulation or awakening.
Hmm.
It seems to have a mind of its own, separate from you. And it couldn't do that unless there was both a sense of you who are conscious of the whole situation and something outside of you that is supporting your life as well. If we need both, then something in you is awakened. Enjoy that. The moment. What has been awakened by the sound of my voice, by the sense of the environment, of the chair, the gravity, simply gravity, awakens that something alive inside of you. I would call it the body alive. Then make room for it. Allow it to know that it's okay for it to be more present, however it wants to present itself. Lots of room. And you'll notice that as it awakens, it automatically begins to connect and reach out to different parts of you. Also with the ground. Also with the environment. So that there's a connection between you and the outside world. It's a back and forth feeling, connecting, and knowing as a resource for how to be with yourself right now. Then our awareness is like a light shining on our body's aliveness, stimulates others to become more conscious of themselves and feel that they have the space they need to explore themselves. This is important. That they have the wisdom within themselves for their own possibilities. And they love doing that. But they need you. And they need the safety of the environment around you. This is essentially holy or whole embodied experience of yourself. All the resources, outside world brings to your inside world for wisdom, a sense of purposefulness and direction all its own. How that kind of sense of itself begins to unravel or move forward. Enjoy its own presence. It really does have a mind of its own. That's amazing. Amazing to realize something in me knows how to be more me. Here I am, the observer, and my job is to just bend back, create a safe environment, a sense of spaciousness, so that part of me feel more itself and be more. Just taking a moment to do that time, just to appreciate it. In your experience of yourself as being supported by everything outside, that inner outer.
synchronization. Let whatever wants to come, come there. The kind of appreciation of that experience, something like that. Whatever comes may come in movement, in more aliveness, more images, words, sounds. The body wakes more to its sense of itself. Body focus.
Did you say thank you?
Thank you.
Was that your...
My sense of feeling complete myself.
Ah.
I invite you to find a completion in yourself.
Mm. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks again.
Well, just really feel full of appreciation for the contributions of my fellow teachers, and I'm interested in the questions that the people here may have or the comments that you may have. You can raise your hand by pressing the 1 key on your telephone keypad, or if you used a Skype-like browser-based system to call in, then you find the keypad on your screen and press 1. One question that was written as people signed up for this course, someone wrote, how do I overcome the impatience while waiting for the felt sense to form? Just telling myself to be patient doesn't work. And I felt touched to hear that question. You know, I felt like, here's a person who's trying to do what we tell them to do, which is wait patiently for a felt sense to come. And I think one thing that often happens is that while people are waiting, a lot of things show up. And we wonder, well, that probably is not a felt sense because it's just my body feeling good or it's just my tightness from how I'm sitting. So what I'd recommend is that anything you feel is something, and that you just start by describing, by being aware of what you are sensing right now and describing that to yourself without worrying about whether that's the felt sense or not. And that opens the door, you know, it gets your body into the mood of speaking to you. We have another hand up with a question. Let's see who that is. Is it Teva or Tua?
It's Tiwa.
Tiwa? Okay.
Yes.
Go right ahead, Tiwa.
It's not a question. I just have three somethings in me. Something that feels deeply touched, something that feels really excited. And when Kevin spoke, his voice, and you saying to him to speak up louder, really brought me to whole, almost to my whole childhood. Part of my childhood, I've always been told to speak up. So I'm very alive and very expanded with a lot of somethings at the moment. Not quite sure where to go with them all.
Well, I'm so happy that you shared that, Tiva. Tiwa. Did I say it right that time? Tiwa. Say a gentle hello to each one, or put a gentle hand on your body where they live, or...
Yeah.
I'm happy to be part of that experience. Other hands are up. Let's see who else. And my fellow teachers, I hope, will join in the responses. Ah, so Jillian, go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much, all of you. It was lovely today. And my question's a little pedestrian. Sorry, I just, what Nada read from was so beautiful, and I just wondered where the quote was from.
Oh, that quote is quite well known, and it can be found in the Focusing book.
Oh, it's in the book.
Book.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is in the book. in the book that is called Focusing.
Anne,
would you have the page?
I don't know the page, sorry. No.
7 or 8, somewhere. 8, 7, or 8.
Oh, it's very early, huh, Kevin?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's one of the few things, focusing I've been doing a long time now, and I don't read about it very much. It's really actually a compliment, because I do love reading about things, and this is something I don't want to cloud direct experience about reading about. So thank you.
Thank you, Jillian.
You're welcome.
We have another hand up from Glenda. Hi, Glenda, go ahead.
Hi, mine wasn't really a question. I was just interested in a comment about the lady had trouble, or the person with trouble with being impatient, because I had a similar thing, and I found it very helpful by saying to myself, and now I'm giving myself more time. I'm giving myself more time.
Thank you for that.
And some more time.
Now I'm giving myself more time. That's a tip for the person who was troubled with impatience.
Yeah. And now I'll give myself even more time. Okay.
Thank you, Glenda. Thank you so much. We're open to more questions. Press number one. Another question that was written in our...
Can I add something?
Renee.
About the impatience?
Yeah, of course.
Because sometimes in my work with the children... they are impatient, or they want to go quickly. They never sit down with their eyes closed. Sometimes there are impatient, and what I always do is invite them to get the quality of that impatience. So I invite them together with me to start to use body, and we're walking through the classroom. And then suddenly they feel the whole quality of that impatience. And then they're much more easier to use that quality to live forward. Otherwise they start to get in their head.
Mm.
So walking and sensing that quality is helpful for me, even in my own practice with focusing, but also in my work with the children.
Wow. Thank you so much. Walking. Great. Walking and sensing the quality, being the impatience. That's so nice. Okay, we have a question from Sheila. Sheila, go ahead.
Hi, thank you all so much. I had to come on a call a little bit late, so I may have missed something. I have a general question about focusing. I've been focusing more or less with one partner for a couple of years, and I love focusing with this person, even though we've never met face-to-face, because we sort of have learned to focus well together. And I have one or two concerns. One is that it seems hard to then want to find somebody else to focus with or someone on the same wavelength. And I find that could be an issue in terms of, you know, developing or broadening my practice. And that's one thing. The other is, maybe this will be brutally honest, sometimes I feel as if I just fake having a felt sense.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I will feel something. It's very subtle, but I'm really, I've been meditating for 35 years, and I'm someone who's extremely in my head a lot. I like what Renee just said about walking. But sometimes it's like so subtle, or else I just find and catch myself either doubting it or running away from it. It just seems so elusive for me. I don't know if, you know, and then I end up saying, oh, yes, it's in my shoulder. And, you know, it feels kind of lame. So I wonder if that comes up for anyone or if you have any insights as to how to work with felt sense when there's a struggle with it. Because I do find when I do, it's extremely helpful.
Yeah, let's see who'd like to respond to that.
I could say something about that, Anne.
Great, Greg.
I think for me, felt senses can be quite subtle, and sometimes they need a lot of time, a lot of space. But if I can come into relationship with it, the relationship with the felt sense seems very key to me. If my attitude towards it can be really welcoming and gentle, and I can actually become curious about it, then often it becomes a little bit more alive. It's like it comes a little bit closer to me because it can sense that I'm really genuine towards it. And then I know that that's something I can stay with.
Mm, yeah.
And I just want to add one way to do that, Sheila, might be to say to it, it's okay for you to be how you are.
Okay.
You know? And see if that, you know, see if that makes a difference, see if that feels true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a patience issue as well.
Isn't that interesting that that's kind of a theme today?
Yeah.
Issue of wanting to move it before it is ready to move.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so true of me too. I remember really doubting, is this anything? And sometimes just going ahead with it as if it was, but then wondering
mm-hmm.
whether that was right. So I feel for you, but yeah, it develops.
Yes.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful what you said, Greg, about it being the relationship. We'll take one more question, and Paul has a question. Paul, go ahead.
Well, hi. I came in a little later, and I came in unexpectedly to a very kind of loudish house. My sister was over. My sophomore and high school son suddenly decided to vacuum. Someone else was basketball playing. And I went outside, and we lived near an airport, and planes were going all over. I couldn't find a quiet place. And I was letting it drive me batty. And I was wondering if there wasn't a focusing way to be with all this, and that if it was really something in me that was in such resistance to all this, and like, you know, oh, I must have quiet. If, you know, like if I could have spiritually expanded all this.
How about acknowledging that something in you is being driven batty and really wants quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Easy for me to say, not so easy to do, I know. And that won't bring quiet, but it will bring something.
Hmm.
It brings you more fully present to what is. One thing I love is focusing seems like the ultimate in reality-based practice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Being with what is.
Being with what is. Being with what is. Four words. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. That's very, very helpful.
Can't resist taking another question. but before we take another question, let me say again, the phone number of the Focusing Institute is 845-362-5222. The website is focusing.org/FISS, Focusing Institute Summer School, FISS. And $50 if you sign up and say GEMS before the end of the business day on June 2nd. So, yeah. And if you want to hear this call again, or if you know somebody who missed it, we will put up a recording of it on that website in a few days. Kesha What would you like to ask? Kesha?
Hello, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I'm very, very new to focusing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had a session, and I've only read some articles that I found on the focusing website, so this may be kind of a provincial question. But what I found interesting was, and what I've, the little that I've read so far, the idea of felt sense, I had resonated with it as an adjective of something. And what I've been hearing in the call is that some have referred to it as an entity unto itself. And so that kind of piqued my curiosity. So I was just wondering, I know we're running out of time, if anyone could provide a brief description or definition of what this thing is.
Mm. Well, I feel like you've asked the key question, because felt, right? Felt sense is what sets focusing apart, really, from any other method. There's other methods that include the body and other methods that bring us to a kind of expanded state. But focusing is unique in having this funny thing that Gene Gendlin calls the felt sense. And I don't know that anybody else has ever named it and ever quite described it in any other method I've ever heard of in my long life. So what it is, it's this wonderful way that our bodies have of forming our experience into something we can feel more into right now.
Mm.
So whatever's going on, like if you've got a life situation going on or something, a relationship that puzzles you or a decision you're making, you could be thinking about it, you could talk about it, but you can also pause and get, like, invite inside the whole feel of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that then comes as something you can have a relationship with, you can stay with, you can describe, you can feel more into, and as something comes from it, steps of insight perhaps, or something new, it changes, you change, life changes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Would any of my friends want to add something to that?
Yeah, I'd like to add just one thing.
Yes, Greg.
We probably all want to add something.
Please. I'd love to hear.
It's a good, really good question. I was just going to say that once you have that kind of feeling in the body that forms and feels like it's meaningful and that it feels alive in some way and it's kind of captures your attention, when you have a felt sense, that's one of the things I like about focusing, is it can go from experience back to description. So when you have a felt sense, you can ask yourself, how would I like to describe this kind of a feeling that my body can make?
Mm.
Because there are so many different ways of understanding it or describing it. You might have your own unique way of describing that once you actually have that experience.
Mm.
So, Kesha, thank you for that question.
Thank you so much for the responses.
Yeah. Stay with it. Well, I guess we'd better stop, even though this is so much fun. So, let's just thank everybody for coming, and hope to see you one way or another in the future.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, great.
Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.